Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. The country's financial picture has turned a lot darker. The government reports today that the hurricanes have pushed incomes down and prices higher. That has some economists talking about a possible recession. Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon joins us with more on this. And Bob, I thought the consensus was just the opposite, that the hurricanes did not cause widespread economic damage.
Well, that's true, Madeline. Most economists are still hopeful that we can escape any extended economic downturn. They do expect at least a downturn of several months here. But today's news on the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina in particular is really dramatic. Consumer spending plunged a full percentage point in August, which is the biggest drop since the terror attacks of 9/11/2001. That's especially troublesome when you figure that consumer spending accounts for two-thirds of the U.S. economy. So this raises the big question, will consumers be distressed enough by even higher gasoline prices that the economy might be pushed into a full-blown recession? There's even more reason for concern. You've got the numbers out today also on personal income. The Commerce Department says if it hadn't been for the disastrous weather, incomes would have gone up by 0.2%. Well, instead, they went down 0.1% in August. But wait, there's more. One more thing that could sap our wallets in the coming months. Inflation is on the rise, and not just energy prices. Overall, consumer inflation was up 0.5% in August. That's the biggest jump in almost 5 years. That number includes energy prices. If you factor those out, the volatile energy and food costs, though, inflation was still up 0.2%. So all in all, a whole basket of bad economic news today.
Some grim news indeed. And so does that mean if inflation is on the rise that the Fed will continue to raise interest rates?
Well, undoubtedly so, it would seem. Economists say, if anything, today's news makes the case more compelling for continuing the interest rate hikes that the Fed hopes will hold back this inflation. The Fed has really seen this storm disaster cutting both ways here. It has said that it will hit economic growth, but that this hit is likely to be temporary, and that's good news that it'll be short term. But the higher energy prices could add to the inflationary pressures for some time to come, and the suggestion is that the Fed intends to stay the course here with their interest rate hikes.
Any good news in today's numbers?
Well, I can offer you one ray of hope here. The Chicago Purchasing Managers Index rose sharply in the past month. Now, that's a sign that factory activity in the Midwest is actually gearing up after what was a brief contraction in August. Analysts are seeing that as an indication that the disastrous weather might actually be having a positive effect on factory orders, and that's also likely to build as the government's massive rebuilding expenditures kick in over the coming months. But I have to say that overall, the economic news is really not good today. One other thing that has economists concerned, personal savings rate, it's down 0.7%, and that means that Americans are not only spending all their income, but they're dipping into savings. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, it's Michael Eisner's last day of work at Disney. We're taking a look back at his stormy reign over the Magic Kingdom.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks, Bob.